Welcome, everyone, to Dirt Doctor Radio. There'll be no greenwashing here, just accurate advice on products and techniques that are healthy to use, save money, are really good for the environment, and just work better in every way. Tips and suggestions from the listeners are encouraged, so call us today at 866-444-DIRT. That's 866-444-3478. Now it's time to learn about what truly is green living. Here he is, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan. Welcome, everybody. It is time for a little chat about gardening, landscaping. This is actually the time between Thanksgiving and Christmas is time to do a lot of stuff, so we'll get into that. As Logan said, if you want to be with me, just jump on here anytime. I got several things to do, but we'll go back and forth as we always do. 866, the number here, 866-444-3478. Pretty sunset this morning behind me as I drove over to the radio station. A gentle sunrise. It was a nice orange color. And then across the way toward the direction I was going, there was kind of a very light Monet, blue and pink color to the bottom of the sky. So it was nice this morning, not as dramatic as some I've seen the last several months, but it was pretty. Hope you enjoyed some of that if you were up and around. Weather is rainy and cool. We were down in Victoria, Texas, South Texas, for the annual Harry the Hat golf tournament, family and friends golf tournament. Came in second place, thank you very much. We did very well. Started off on the second hole with Judy making an eagle putt, about 20-something feet. And then we had a lull before we started making any birdies. But anyway, we had a lot of fun with everybody. Ate way too much, drank too much, all of the above. You might have, too. One of the things relative to food, I wanted to tell you something Maggie introduced me to this morning. I'm kind of slow, I guess. She always sends me a note about the mystery photo being up and something about the SPCA dogs and that sort of thing. And she told me that she had made the best turkey ever, and she had spatchcocked it. Spatchcocking a turkey. You ever heard of that, David? I had never heard of it.
Never heard of that. That's interesting.
It is taking the backbone out of the turkey and flattening it out. And apparently you get more moisture that way. You get a more even cook to the browning to the entire turkey. And sounds real good. I guess you get some flavor from the backbone being in there, but you still have some bone. So anyway, anybody has any input on that, knows anything more about that, let me know. That's the first time I've ever heard of the term. So anyway, well, the SPCA is up, and we've got a cutie today. I really like this. I think it's a guy, two-year-old handsome boy, Elton. He looks like a cartoon character. He's great. As always, we have Elton's photograph and bio on the website on dirtdoctor.com, so check it out. I'm a little confused about one thing. It talks about two different ways to go. It says the animals are available by walk-in on first-come, first-served basis. That note has been there for a while. It says appointments are also available for selected animals. Please browse animals at spca.org/findapet. And then at the end of the quick bio about Elton, it says that you need to set up an appointment by going through the spca.org/dogadopt. So check out what we've got written there on dirtdoctor.com about the SPCA, those of you in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And you might want to not miss out on Elton. Two-year-old mixed breed boy, fun lover. He was found on the streets as a stray. And by the way, that's exactly how we found our Nelly running around in the neighborhood. So they're not sure about his past or anything, but he's been putting his past behind him, whatever it was, and finding fun wherever he can. Very playful, loves to play with all kinds of toys and carries one of his favorite ones on his daily walks. He's curious, enjoys exploring, and he looks like a good one. To meet Elton, it says, please submit an inquiry at spca.org/dogadopt. And there are some great dogs from the past there, too. Wherever you are, as I always say, from Oregon to Florida, Maine to Arizona or Southern California, the rescue organizations are out there for whatever kind of dog you're trying to find, thinking about. You might not be thinking about any, and just get out there and look at the rescue organizations and see what you run into. Appreciate your help very much. Maggie also does have the mystery photo up, and it is one that should be easy, but I thought last week's was going to be easy too, and nobody got it. It was just the foliage. I think that's what threw people. Some people guessed pretty closely on it, but nobody got it. It was the foliage. It was the fall color of Mexican buckeye. And we've done Mexican buckeye before. I've done the flowers, and I've done the seed pods. The little small buckeyes are really heavy on my tree this year. We're going to have a lot of the acorns, the buckeyes for people who join the Organic Club of America if you'd like to have some. And it's, primarily going to be a little buckeye tree to grow in the south, but even those of you in the north can grow it in pots. It's very easy to propagate. It's one of the reasons I like it. It's a good one for kids to play around with, too. Grow it into a little tree, keep it in a container, a pot of some kind, and then just bring it in, protect it during really hard freezes and everything, and you can keep it around wherever you are in the country, throughout the South, probably even in colder temperatures than we are here in Zone 8. It will last outside without any freeze damage at all. That zero-degree weather we had last February, it just went, no problem. No problem there at all. The golf tournament, just a little bit more about that. It was interesting seeing somebody from the staff, the management staff, spraying pesticides while we were playing. He was riding around. I'm sure it was Roundup what he was spraying. He was spot spraying some of the winter weeds. I'm not going to do it right now, but in the second hour, I've got that dedicated to talking about leaf management and turf and things like that, and we'll talk about what to do. But just in case you miss that, right now, between Thanksgiving and Christmas, is when you're in the window to spray the organic, not toxic chemicals, but the organic herbicides, like vinegar, 20% vinegar, 10% vinegar, using my formula or whatever you want to use, and spraying those winter weeds that have germinated now and are starting to grow. And yes, it is way too late for the pre-emergent. If you put out corn gluten meal thinking it's going to help you with weeds, you're wrong in the turf. It's going to make them grow better. It'd be a great fertilizer, but it's not going to help you with any weed control. If you're doing new planting beds, I'll say real quick, and we'll try to get into it in more detail in the second and third hour, too. It is when you're doing a new bed for a vegetable garden or new landscaping or a herb garden or whatever it is, and in the process, obviously, you're going to have bare soil, right? Before you mulch it, put down corn gluten meal. Any time of the year, the corn gluten meal will help you with the germination of weeds. Function as not only a pre-emergent but also a fertilizer for your new crop. And by the way, it's still, for most of you in the country out there, it's still plenty of time to plant some of the cool season things, both the food crops and the flowering plants that for the most part have edible flowers, things like pansies and violas and Johnny jump-ups and dianthus and all of that kind of thing. And if you want to see that in writing in a little more detail, that was the subject of my recent column in the Dallas Morning News. And I didn't look at it for sure, but it's probably already up on dirtdoctor.com now. So we'll get into that a little bit more. Today's mystery photo is up. I think it'll, like I said, be kind of easy, but let us know. You can identify it by talking to David, calling in on the show, or send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com, or do what a lot of people do, and that is on Instagram, identify the mystery photo there. What do you win? Well, you win one of our classes. You win the big one. the natural organic gardening and landscaping course, the one where after taking 15 chapters and passing 15 tests and making 100% on each test, you become certified by TORC, the Texas Organic Research Center, and it's a situation where if you're a homeowner, you can just brag about it and be happy that you got a little bit more information about how to do your own gardening and help other people. But if you're in the business in any way, you can use the fact that you're certified by TORC, the nonprofit Texas Organic Research Center, and you can use the seal as well, the TORC seal. Well, we got a lot more to do. It looked like somebody called in and then bailed out. I'll see what that was all about. But if you want to jump on here anytime, it's 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com. The Fabulous Tree Slideshow is back up at the top right, Maggie told me, and also the information about the Blue Ranch. I'll talk more about that later, too. Tired of pain and poor health? Well, before you operate or medicate, regenerate with Infinity Stem Cells to activate your body's internal repair system, just as I did. It's simple, safe, effective, and affordable. To learn more, call 800-341-2650. Regenerative medicine and stem cell therapy is the future of medicine, personal health, and longevity. Call 800-341-2650 or visit AchieveVitality.net.
How about the best how-to video classes for gardening, landscaping, and helping sick trees? The TORC online courses, designed and taught by the Dirt Doctor, clearly explain natural organic programs and why they work better in every way. They're fun, easy to understand, and affordable. To learn more or sign up for a course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the online class banner. That's dirtdoctor.com or call 866-444-3478.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, here for Crazy Water. Crazy Water is what I drink, and you should too. Crazy Water is naturally alkaline with trace minerals and electrolytes for taste, health, and body balance. Go to drinkcrazywater.com to find nearby stores across Texas. That's drinkcrazywater.com. Crazy Water has been helping people feel better since 1881. It's so good, it's crazy.
To live the natural and organic life and be healthier from one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. Learn about creating beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, safe pest management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these helpful books by clicking on Howard's Books button on the top of his homepage of dirtdoctor.com. Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The best kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to DirtDoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels. Since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed, maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
All righty, Howard back with you. The number is 866-444-3478. Jeff, you're going to be first up, so hang on 1 second. I just wanted to tell, I forgot to finish talking about the golf tournament that we came in second. The rest of my team, mentioned that Judy was on the team. Logan was also on the team, and our nephew Ryan, who is a where we cheated a little bit. Ryan is a collegiate golfer. He's playing for Kansas Wesleyan. And he hits it so far, the tee shot so far, it is just amazing. And so he had us out there in great shape the whole time. But not only did Judy make a long putt and a couple of others, Logan made about three in a row that were important for pars and birdies. Ryan and I limped along and only made a few for the team. But anyway, the overall result was good. We brother-in-lawed quite well in the tournament, and congratulations to whoever that other team was that beat us one first place. We didn't think we were even in the running. We were 5 under par, 6 under one time. We actually bogeyed a hole, and we ended up tying with a couple of other teams for second, and we won the whole playoff, the card playoff for the second place position. Jeff and Irving is first up today. Hey, Jeff, what's up?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. So sure. I got a question. A few weeks ago, we had some bugs out in the backyard that were flying around in the backyard. And then now we've got seeing some of those same bugs on the ground, but also like 100 or so tiny little like ant hills and bug eaten up or bug made processed dirt. They kind of look like winged ants, only their body seems a little bit longer than the pictures you see online. I wonder what you thought they might be and what would be a good way to get rid of them.
Well, I've got a suspicion, Jeff. Do you have any kind of construction going on, or have you taken a tree down recently and ground the stump, or created any sawdust around for any reason?
No.
Nothing like that? Well, I'll tell you what it sounds like. And you can look in my website on dirtdoctor.com and see the photographs there. But it sounds like termites. And termites are, they look like flying ants. They're very easy to kill. You don't need to worry about them that much if they're outside. They're helping nature break down rotted wood, you know, that might be related to some trees or some old stuff laying around or whatever. But you can kill them with orange oil at about 2 ounces per gallon of water or with any of the spinosad products. And if it's not termites, if it's something else, the same goes. You can kill any insects that are flying around at this time with those organic techniques.
Okay, you mentioned orange oil, 2 ounces per gallon, and what was the other one?
Well, there's a line, there's a group of products, different brand names, that have the active ingredient called spinosad, S-P-I-N-O-S-A-D, spinosad. So any flying insects that are pests that you really need to deal with, either one of those ways you can do. You can spray Garrett juice and put 2 ounces of orange oil in it, too, if you have any plants that are actually actively growing, like cool season flowers or cool season turf grasses or anything like that. So as long as you get the 2 ounces per gallon of whatever you're spraying out there, it'll take care of those pests. It's probably not a big problem, but if you want to nail them, that's how to do it.
Okay, so it can just be sprayed across the whole yard, basically.
Well, you need, it'll work as a repellent, but you, to kill them, it needs to hit the insects. Okay?
Oh, I see what you're saying. But so will that take care of what's in the mound, though?
Well, I don't know what's in the mound. If it's in the mound, it's probably going to be fire ants. And if it's fire ants, they wouldn't be flying, so you may have to have two different things. Two things I'd recommend if it is fire ants. One is get some dry molasses from a nursery or a feed store and broadcast it on the entire site at about 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet, just like we'd put out an organic fertilizer. And then you can drench the individual mounds. And the easiest way to make the mound drench is to use the Garrett juice formula, ready to use, mixed ready to use, and add 2 ounces of orange oil to it and pour it right in the center of the mound, and it will control active insect. And you may have – I'm seeing some active fire ant mounds around, so that may be at least one of the things that you have.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
I appreciate the call very much. We've had, let me catch up on the Blue Ranch thing. We'll talk more about it when we have more time, but the Blue Ranch Farm Manager applications, if you haven't heard me talking about it the last couple of weeks, it's in the early stages. We're getting a lot of applications now, and some people are probably beginning to wonder why we haven't gotten back with them. We haven't really gotten back to set any interviews yet at all. I think the owner's been busy and doing other things right now. Plus, it's taken a while for people. I think this job looks a little overwhelming to some people. We've gotten some great applications. I'm really looking forward to talking to people who are interested in this job. But it sounds big and overwhelming, and it is big. It's a big deal. It's going to have a lot of stuff. It's going to have grazing animals. It's going to have greenhouses. It's going to have vegetable gardens, herb gardens, and all kinds of things. Orchards are involved, and you can see all the details right on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com, the Blue Ranch Farm Manager information right up in the top right-hand corner. If you want to make application, you just send it to me at info@dirtdoctor.com. The phone numbers are there if you want to call and talk about it. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. More on all this stuff for you right after this.
To live the natural and organic life and be healthier from one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. Learn about creating beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, safe pest management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these helpful books by clicking on Howard's Books button on the top of his homepage of dirtdoctor.com.
How about the best how-to video classes for gardening, landscaping, and helping sick trees? The Torque online courses, designed and taught by the Dirt Doctor, clearly explain natural organic programs and why they work better in every way. They're fun, easy to understand, and affordable. To learn more or sign up for a course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the online class banner. That's dirtdoctor.com or call 866-444-3478.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer? Or the wrong kind of fertilizer? Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way, how it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
I forgot to tell you about my tea this morning. It's, I don't know, the tea that Dave brought me last week. What was the name of that? I forgot to get some of that.
Shishindra berry.
Shishindra berry really was great last time. He had to suffer through mine this morning, which is a really good healthy tea. It's OSHA green tea, organic green tea, some ginger, fresh ginger, and yerba mate. And you get some a little bit of caffeine from the OSHA. The green has a little bit. The yerba mate has pretty close to as much as coffee, I guess. And it's really good. All those ingredients are good for stimulating your immune system and all kinds of good things, and just tastes refreshing. So give that one a try if you haven't already. Let's get back to the phones, going back and forth as we always do. Ohio, someplace in Ohio, David's calling from. Hey, David.
Well, how you doing?
Doing well. Thanks for getting back with us.
Is it warm down there?
It's just toasty. Actually, it's around 50. It's been pretty cool and rainy. Yesterday, we drove back from Victoria to Dallas and rained almost the whole way. So we're getting plenty of moisture in most of the state, but it's cool here.
Well, I used to live down there. My brother lived down there, and I wish I was down there. Anyway, I had a question about all this ash that we get from our furnace, I mean our stove, you know. We have a ton of this stuff, you know, the ashes.
Mm-hmm. Fireplace
and
ashes, yeah.
Is there any way we can utilize that stuff for a garden or maybe around the house or something? I got ants down here that are going crazy.
Yeah, there's a couple of ways you can go, David. Your soil there, I would just take a wild guess, is probably on the acid side, lower pH.
Yeah.
Yeah, the fireplace ashes can be used as a supplement for soil that is low pH on the acid side, and you can use a fair amount of it. What fireplace ashes are, as you know, is just wood with the carbon burned away, so you've got a concentration of mineral salts, and when you put them out, and it's got a pretty high pH. A lot of people tell you they're not useful for anything, and that's just not true. If you use them wisely, not too heavily, it can be a good fertilizer amendment for the acid soils. For people with a little higher pH or real high pH like we have, fireplaces are still beneficial, but what you do is you put them in the compost pile to be a small percentage of the compost. And that way you've combined the carbon back with those mineral salts. You see what I mean? And it makes the compost even better. Now, the other thing you can do, and I'm going to talk about trees in some detail today because it's a good time to do that. But one of the other uses for the fireplace ashes is to be an ingredient in the tree trunk goop. You know, we have two formulas for it. If you have a damaged place on a tree trunk or a big limb or something like that, instead of putting a Band-Aid on it, we use the tree trunk goop, and it's a mixture of three things: compost, a phosphate product of some kind, soft rock phosphate, and natural diatomaceous earth. But in lieu of the phosphorus in that three-part mixture, you can use fireplace ashes. And anybody, anywhere in the country, can use that. So those are the two ways to use fireplace ashes. Just don't use too much in any one spot is kind of the key.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you very much for the information. And you guys, I'm jealous. I wish I was down there.
All right. Well, hang in there. Stay warm.
All right. Thank you so much.
Talk to you, David. Bye-bye. Let's see what John's up to in Eustis. Hey, John.
Good morning. Just thought I'd check and see if you're familiar with hawthorn berry. It's a great product for breaking down blood clots and preventing blood clots. It's really cheap. I use it for me and my animals. I'm 72, and I had a 80-pound red bone hound mix. Had a stroke back in December 29th. He was 13 then. He's 14, be 15, and about the 1st of March, he had a stroke and started giving him hawthorn berry, and he hadn't had any trouble since then.
Well, that's great. How did you give the dog the berries?
Yeah, they come in capsules. Of course, I get them in human sizes, and I gave him, I gave him four capsules initially, four capsules twice a day because I wanted to prevent permanent damage. The only external thing I saw was he was holding his head a little bit to the right of center line.
Uh-huh. Well, good. I'm glad that helped. That's a good tip. Hawthorns, you know, are easy to grow, and I'm sure that some species of hawthorn are more have more power from a medicinal standpoint than others, but they're all edible and useful like that. You can use them in teas. People can use them in teas as well as salads and so forth, but that's a good tip. I appreciate it, John.
Yeah, very, very cheap. I get 250 capsules for $7.
Oh, great. All right. I appreciate the tip. I'll look into that myself. That sounds like a good idea for the little pooches.
Yeah, and for people, all this Lyme thieving, murdering, pharmaceutical stuff, people having blood clots from all this lies, but anyway, just thought I'd mention it.
I understand. Well, I've had blood clot issues myself from a little poisoning I got years ago, so I appreciate the tip, and I'll look into it, using it myself as well. Thank you, John.
That's great. Thank you.
Appreciate the call. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Let's see where we are. Oh, got a note from Doug that we have a winner on Instagram for the mystery photograph. It has been identified and fits into the talk on trees that I want to get into. It was one of my favorite trees, today's mystery. And by the way, if you don't know where the mystery photograph is, we have one every weekend. And it shows up at the top of the page on dirtdoctor.com. That photograph at the top rotates. And if you just go to the homepage, it'll rotate to the mystery photograph. If you want to go directly to it, just click on the button that's over there on the right-hand side under the photograph. And today's mystery is the Texas ash. And the Texas ash is a very distinctive ash tree. I get raised eyebrows, and I get people even questioning me about recommending this tree, especially as highly as I recommend it, because they think, well, the emerald ash borer is going to come in and take it out and blah, 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 different kinds of things. There's two issues there. One is we have a cure for the emerald ash borer that works in most cases, unless, you know, you've planted ash trees that just are ill-adapted, and a lot of them, the Arizona ash and green ash and some of the others really have a problem, especially up in the Northeast and areas where that emerald ash borer has become a big problem. But the cure for it, if you are suffering from it, or if you want to set up a preventative situation on some of the more susceptible ash trees, the answer is the sick tree treatment. A lot of people, my golf buddies kind of top this list, give me a hard time about you know, talking about it so often, talking about Garrett juice so often as well, because Garrett juice is part of the sick tree treatment. It's a procedure. It's not a product or anything. Garrett juice is part of the procedure because you want to spray the things that are in the formula on the tree, on the trunk, on the flare that's been exposed, and on the ground. It is definitely an important part of it. I've had a bunch of reports, some recent reports from people who had issues with trees, really sick and in trouble, and various kind of pathogens or parasites or whatever, and they didn't do any of the sick tree treatment except drench the area really thoroughly with the Garrett juice mixture. That's fine. It's not really what I recommend. In some cases, that would be all you need. In some cases, exposing the flare, the base of the tree, is all you need. I've done that on some trees myself. But the real answer, if you have real problems, and those real problems can be in things like mistletoe, and yeah, mistletoe is a problem. If you got mistletoe all through out the canopy of a tree, your tree's in stress, no question about it, and you can fix it with the sick tree treatment. If you expose the flare, which is the first step of the sick tree treatment, the mistletoe might go away without even doing any more than that. But, again, I'd recommend the whole procedure. It's not expensive. It's good for the soil, for anything else growing nearby. And even if you lose the tree, even if you've waited too long to start the process and you lose the tree, it just croaks and you have to take it out, you haven't wasted your money for the sick tree treatment even in that case, because you will have improved the soil in that area for whatever else you plant. So it's a good thing to do. Where can you get the detailed information? Well, right here, we're going to talk about it, but also on dirtdoctor.com, also in my books. The Little Organic Manual is my book that is the most recent book that we've done and has the most up-to-date current information about the sick tree treatment and some other things on trees. So you might want to check it out. It's a very inexpensive little paperback book called The Organic Manual. I did it with Mother Earth News, and it's been around a few years, but it's still the most recent one that I've done, and it's not really regionalized at all. All my books are good for you wherever you live out there, coast to coast and border to border. You got to adjust a couple of things. One is timing. when you do things. And then the other is specific plant varieties. And that's going to vary even in the same state, even the same city sometimes. If you're in a big city, you might have different recommendations for specific plants, you know, from the north part of the city to the southern part of the city. So you always want to check with the local experts on that anyway. But all of the big stuff, how you prepare the soil, how you fertilize, how you treat insects and diseases, how you prune trees, how you plant a tree properly, how you do the sick tree treatment. It is the same from coast to coast and border to border. And, of course, those are the major things in my books, although my books will be specific to herbs or trees or vegetable gardening or the orchard. The fruit stuff is in the vegetable book. Beautiful title we came up with, Organic Vegetable Gardening Book. And it covers fruit trees as much as it does vegetables. Not too smart. It had just gone past the point of no return with that name when we after we added the fruit. So that book covers edible landscaping and herbs and all kind of thing, although we also have a big book that's very, very detailed on herbs as well. Where do you find out about those books? Well, dirtdoctor.com. Go to the website and click on the red button at the top that says buy books, art, and courses. The courses, two of them, I'll tell you about them in detail later. But right now we're going to take a little break and I'll be back.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, not just another powder in a capsule. With hundreds of probiotic products to choose from, what makes health experts worldwide consider Dr. O'Hara's probiotics superior? Dr. O'Hara's crowning distinction is the 500-plus postbiotic metabolites produced during its 3-year fermentation process. Why are postbiotics so important? Postbiotics are vital for sustained digestive balance and overall immune health. Postbiotics are fundamental for hormonal balance, weight management, skin care, and brain health. Postbiotics are the Dr. O'Hara advantage that is essential to our health and wellness. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Go to www.essentialformulas.com today to find a retailer near you or search online.
How about the best how-to video classes for gardening, landscaping, and helping sick trees? The Torque online courses, designed and taught by the Dirt Doctor, clearly explain natural organic programs and why they work better in every way. They're fun, easy to understand, and affordable. To learn more or sign up for a course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the online class banner. That's dirtdoctor.com or call 866-444-3478. Have you heard that the old Farmer's Almanac says that we may have the coldest winter that we've had in years? So how do we get ready? Well, one thing is to put the freeze miser on all of your outdoor hydrants. No batteries or electricity, just some incredible technology that senses when the water in the lines fall below 37 degrees and then releases the exact amount of water that it needs. Ask for it by name at your favorite nursery, hardware, farm and ranch store, or log in to freezemiser.com. It's the freeze miser, and it works.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
With the changing of seasons and the transition to winter plantings, Medina offers the perfect fertilizer for your gardening needs. Medina's Growing Green is an OMRI-listed organic fertilizer derived from pasteurized poultry manure.
Growing Green is naturally slow release for continuous feeding to build healthier soil and root systems through three stages of activity, including balanced nutrient supply, structure repair for the soil, and trace mineral availability. Your lawns, flowers, trees, and vegetable gardens, and the potted plants will all love Medina's Growing Green organic fertilizer. The commercial version of Garrett Juice is also available from Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. Visit online at MedinaAg.com to learn more about this family of natural lawn and garden products. For the whole blooming garden, Medina makes it happen. 59 years young and always environmentally friendly, MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And that number's 866-444-3478. Let's see where we are. Well, I need to get back to that in a minute. Let's just go talk to Mark first in Siegelville and then get back to that. Hey, Mark, what's up?
Morning, Howard. Actually, I'm in Krugerville.
Okay.
But in any event, I talked to you a couple of weeks ago about a cover crop for my garden area. You suggested hairy vetch as one of several recommended cover crops. I also asked you about no-till gardening.
Mm-hmm.
And my question, all the articles I've read about using hairy vetch says at the end, early spring, plow it under. But with the no-till gardening, I don't know what to do.
Well, that's a good point. And it brings up the fact that there's two different ways to manage the hairy vetch. And what are you going to be growing in these areas where you're planting this stuff? Vegetables. Okay. Well, the coolest idea that I've seen using hairy vetch was by an older fella. I'm sure he's not around anymore because it's been 30 or more years since I've talked to him. But what he did a big vegetable garden, and he did the four-foot wide rows like I recommend, so you can work the row, you know, 2 feet on each side and walk between the four-foot rows. And he would plant the hairy vetch only on the sides of the beds. In fact, he put a tremendous amount. He used to collect bags of leaves from other people, you know, mistakenly throwing them away. And he wasn't no-till. He would till the leaves in every year, create a raised bed 4 feet wide, and carve the edge down. And he would plant the hairy vetch just right on the sloped part and up into the flat part of the bed just a little bit. And he would never till it in from that point forward. He would let the hairy vetch continue to grow and then just plant, you know, in the bare area of the bed between the two rows of hairy vetch and just let it grow on till it flowers, you know, and cut it down later. The other way to manage hairy vetch is to do what Cornell, I think it was Cornell, did the research on this with the USDA, the ARS, the agriculture bunch that used to do a lot of research on organics. I don't think they're doing it anymore. I think that whole thing got shut down. But the Agricultural Research Service or something like that is what it was called. But, and they would work with various universities. And they did a research project with hairy vetch doing this. They planted the hairy vetch across the entire bed. And I think in this case they used four-foot-wide beds too. And they let the hairy vetch grow, and then it grew all during the winter. You know, planted in the fall, let it grow all through the winter, and then in the spring when they were ready to plant, in this case tomatoes, they mowed the vetch down real low, scalped it down, and left the clippings of the vetch on the bed, and then just planted the tomatoes right through this mulch and the root system of the hairy vetch still in place in the beds. And the other part of the experiment, the control, was to plant beds the same size with the typical fertilizer and amendments, you know, that were recommended at that time, whatever they used. I think they used peat moss and organic or synthetic fertilizers and all that kind of thing. And the production where the hairy vetch was used was significantly higher than where they used the more conventional approach. So that probably works more if you're trying to do what you're trying to do, the no-till approach, is leave it there, let it grow, mow it down, let it create a mulch, plant right through it. They did it with tomatoes, but you should be able to do it with any kind of vegetables, with the exception of seed. I don't think that would work very well. You'd have to doing transplants.
Right. Okay. Okay, very good. Thanks for the feedback.
Yeah, give one or both or all of those things a shot and let me know what you think is best.
Okay, will do.
Talk to you later. Here's Iris in Delaware someplace. Hi, Iris. Where are you in Delaware?
Near Selbyville, Fenwick Island area.
Great. Beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful place.
Yes. I was just calling. My son is wanting to get a cut tree. Well, I used to always get the tree in a ball, you know, Christmas tree. Mm-hmm. But sometimes we got the cut tree. And I was just trying to find out, are there any special ingredients that need to be put in the water to keep it living good and fresh through the holiday, through Christmas?
Yeah, the most important thing of all is water. Don't let it dry out. And the other thing about living Christmas trees, try to put them in the house as close to Christmas as possible so that they only stay in the interior environment as short a period of time as possible. The longer you leave them inside, you know, it's real dry and the sunlight's not nearly high enough, the light's not nearly bright enough, and then get them out and plant it as soon as you can after the presents have been opened and Christmas is over. That's the key for living Christmas trees.
Okay. Well, that's what I told him. Water's the main thing.
Water's the main thing. Don't keep it sopping wet, but don't let it dry out. And misting the foliage every now and then before you put the ornaments on is not a bad idea either. Hope
okay,
that
thank
helps,
you very
Iris.
Much. Yes, Merry Christmas. Thank you. Have
thank
a good
you.
Day. Thank you.
Yeah, and happy Thanksgiving week to everybody. I'll be back for hour number two right after this.